One of the anchors of Oklahoma City's Farmers Market District is shutting down. Urban Agrarian is a local food distribution hub, and its owner announced this Monday that he's closing the business. Ted Struley is the editor of the Journal Record, and he spoke with KGOU's Jacob McClelland about Urban Agrarian and other business developments in the metro.
One of the Journal Record's reporters, Molly Fleming, wrote about Urban Agrarian shutting down. Ted, what's going on? Why is it closing?
Well, he just hasn't been able to update equipment and generate as much business as he had hoped. He did try a Kickstarter campaign last year to try to raise about $25,000 to keep the doors open and update some electronics, but he was only able to raise about $4,000, so he's just having to shut down, at least for the time being.
So what's the niche that Urban Agrarian fills?
You know, the owner worked with farmers in Oklahoma and brought their products to Oklahoma City and other cities' farmers markets, especially during the spring and fall. And here in Oklahoma City, he was able to retail some of those products directly to consumers. He also had a number of restaurant clients. So it was an easy way for especially restaurants to get locally grown produce.
So how did Urban Agrarian help launch other small businesses in Oklahoma City?
Well, the owner, Matt Birch, leases the whole building, known as the Earth to Urban Local Food Hub. And he's sublet some of that space to like-minded local businesses, the key one being April Harrington's Earth Elements Entrepreneurs Kitchen. And that's home to some startup food makers, including one that's been pretty successful so far called Toehead Salsa.
It sounds like owner Matt Birch doesn't want to say that this store is gone forever. Is he already planning to open it back up again at a later date?
Well, he is holding out hope because when he announced that he was shutting down, he got a lot of calls from people hoping to help him stay open, including some potential investors. But that'll take a while to develop. And since he leases the whole building, if he were to reopen anytime in the next 4 years while that lease is still in place, he could make it work in the very same spot. So there's a little hope on the horizon.
Let's turn for a minute to the Producers Cooperative Oil Mill. That's the 37-acre property in Bricktown that used to process cottonseed. Journal Record reporter Brian Bruce reports that good cotton prices have helped the co-op move its operations to Altus. How so?
Well, the cotton crop is setting records right now. It's just been huge. And that, combined with the move to Altus, created about 25 new jobs between the demand and the new facilities. And that, in turn, has helped support other jobs in Altus. So the mill's presence there has really created this synergy. The Producers Cooperative got into a joint venture agreement with two other co-ops to buy and operate a grain elevator, and that in turn has let them move more product by train instead of only by truck. So the mill's relocation down to Altus has made it easier for a lot of the cotton farmers to get their product to market and has also directly created 25 new jobs, a lot of that because cotton prices are up and they're just selling a lot more cotton.
Well, let's discuss what we know about the sale of this property, because it's a high-profile piece of land. This is the same place that Bob Funk Jr. is considering for a soccer stadium. How far have those discussions gone between Funk and the cooperative?
Well, you know, they've gone far enough that they'd sort of at least agreed in principle to sell that 37 acres to the investor group that Bob Funk Jr. leads. But that was back in June, and they've kept the details pretty quiet since then. They did tell us, though, from the cooperative side, that since that agreement in June, they've run into no problems whatsoever. So as far as we know, the deal's still on track and moving forward. They're just working through the process.
We've been talking today with Ted Struley. He's the editor of the Journal Record newspaper. Ted, thank you so much.
My pleasure, as always.
KGOU and the Journal Record collaborate each week on the Business Intelligence Report. You can find this conversation archived at KGOU.org. You can also find it on social media. We're on Facebook and Twitter at Journal Record and at KGOU News. This is KGOU.